I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. After yesterday, we know which cases the Supreme Court is going to take this year and which it will not take. And some of those decisions are having a big impact in the corporate world. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figman. Tess, first and foremost, for anyone who likes to get through dinner without phone calls, what about the latest with a telemarketer's national do not call list? That's a case that they're not going to hear?
That's exactly right. Telemarketers had argued that this list violated their free speech rights. Of course, this Do Not Call registry has been in place for about a year, and this is where you can call an 800 number at the Federal Trade Commission and sign up your home phone number so you don't get all those pesky calls, as you said, in the middle of dinner. The appeals court had said that the list was a perfectly appropriate way to keep marketers out of your private home life. The Supreme Court says it will not hear an appeal of that ruling. And the list, by the way, Alex, now has some 64 million numbers on it.
Okay, Tess, the court also decided not to hear an appeal of a lower court ruling that affects Visa and MasterCard. What does that mean for the two big credit card companies?
Well, both Visa and MasterCard for years have had these exclusivity contracts with its member banks, the banks that issue their cards, and that's about 20,000 banks nationwide. And those banks were basically not allowed to also offer American Express or Discover cards or any other credit card. A lower court found that that was anti-competitive behavior, and the Supreme Court did not take the appeal yesterday. So Amex and Discover have already started negotiating deals with banks. Before, they were pretty much restricted to marketing directly to consumers. And consumer advocates say that this could eventually mean lower interest rates because of more competition in the credit card industry.
Uh-huh. So that is potentially good news from the court. Any other highlights of what they decided to leave as is, and therefore things are different today in some way?
Well, there was a case actually from here in California challenging whether states have the right to allow Indian tribes to operate casinos while at the same time they deny that opportunity to anybody else who might want to open a gambling establishment. There was a card club called Artichoke Joe's that joined with some charities saying that basically that granted the tribes a $6 billion monopoly. Well, the appeals court said tribes have special rights because they're sovereign nations. And now that ruling stands. The Supreme Court did not take that appeal. The High Court also will not review whether random drug testing of city firefighters is illegal. The Arizona Supreme Court had ruled that the drug tests violated privacy rights. And a lower court ruling also will stand that says the PGA, the Professional Golfers Association, can restrict media from posting real-time tournament scores unless they have a licensing agreement. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into the possibility that the IRS may hire the repo man to collect your taxes.
Ooh. Thank you, Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.